All right, let's dive into one of the most influential stories ever. The Mahabharata.
Epic battles, family drama, yeah, and those philosophical dilemmas, they make you rethink good and evil for sure.
It's captivated people for centuries. And it's as relevant now as it was thousands of years ago, right?
Absolutely.
We're focusing on the major players and the timeless lessons they teach us. This story, it's packed into 18 parvas.
Kind of like chapters?
Right, like chapters. And one of them, get this, is the Bhagavad Gita.
Woven right into the story.
It's like the storytellers were saying, hey, take a moment to ponder life's big questions while you're at it.
Exactly.
Okay, so the heroes, the Pandavas, five brothers, each one powerful in his own way, but with unique personalities and struggles. You've got Yudhishthira, the eldest. He's Dharma personified.
Unwavering righteousness, doing the right thing no matter what.
Even when it costs him dearly.
It makes you think, though. Is it always that simple? Sticking to the rules, even when they seem unfair? Can that cause more harm than good?
That's what makes him so interesting. His struggle with duty, it's something we can all relate to.
Definitely.
Then there's Bhima, the strong one. Fiercely loyal, especially to Draupadi, their wife.
Always has your back.
But also impulsive, a real contrast to Yudhishthira.
Shows how personalities can clash, even within a family with shared values. Bhima's driven by his heart, Yudhishthira by careful thought. They both want what's right, but their approaches are completely different.
And then we have Arjuna, the warrior prince. He wrestles with the heavy moral burden of war right there in the Bhagavad Gita.
That's his dialogue with Krishna, which we'll get to later.
Talk about an existential crisis.
Arjuna's story, it speaks to that universal human experience of doubt. When you face a tough decision, how do you know what's truly right?
Duty versus conscience, tough one.
For sure.
We can't forget the twins, Nakula and Sahadeva.
Maybe not as much attention as their brothers.
True, but they're crucial to the Pandav team. Think of them as the reliable ones, you know, the supportive friends everyone needs.
Every role is important, even those not in the spotlight. They teach us that sometimes the most valuable contributions come from those who don't seek recognition.
Absolutely. And of course, no talk about the Pandavas is complete without Draupadi, their shared wife. Beautiful, intelligent, and resilient. Her story has it all.
Triumph and tragedy.
She faces unimaginable humiliation, yet she refuses to be silenced.
What's striking about Draupadi is her defiance. She's a reminder that our voices matter, and that fighting for what's right is always worth it.
She's a powerful symbol of feminine strength, showing us that even when faced with incredible adversity, we can rise above it and demand justice.
She resonates with anyone who's ever felt marginalized or wronged. Speaking of fighting for what's right, let's look closer at Yudhishthira. He's Dharma, but even he faces some tough moral choices, like in that dice game.
He gambles away everything right. Kingdom, brothers, even Draupadi. You wouldn't think someone so focused on doing the right thing
would end up like that. It's a great example of how complex Dharma can be. He's so committed to the rules, even when the game's rigged. He loses sight of the bigger picture.
So, blindly following duty, can it ever be truly just?
That's the question. It's almost like he's so focused on the letter of the law, he forgets the spirit of it, and the consequences are huge.
Not just for him, for everyone.
Exactly. And his guilt afterwards shows that even the best of us make mistakes, mistakes with big consequences.
It makes you think, how would you handle that?
Right.
Let's move on to Bhima. Total opposite of Yudhishthira, driven by emotion, ready to fight at any moment.
He's the muscle, that's for sure. But what's fascinating is his protectiveness, especially towards Draupadi, after that humiliation.
In the Kaurava court.
Right. He vows revenge. Rage and loyalty, they drive him.
Like a volcano ready to erupt.
You can feel the tension. It's that classic battle, good versus evil.
Bhima's the righteous anger against injustice.
A struggle we can relate to, maybe not as physically, though.
So, unwavering duty with Yudhishthira, passionate fury with Bhima. Now, Arjuna, he's complex, probably the most relatable of the brothers.
Arjuna, he grapples with the big questions. We see it in the Bhagavad Gita, his talk with Krishna, torn between duty as a warrior and, well, the whole morality of war.
Fighting his own family.
Exactly. It's an existential crisis right before a huge battle.
Must have been stressful.
Questioning his purpose, violence, good and evil. It's then that Krishna steps in, not just as a friend, but a guide.
And that becomes the Bhagavad Gita.
Incredible, right? A philosophical conversation in the middle of a war story.
What does that tell us?
The storytellers wanted us to think, not just be entertained. They're saying, hey, even in chaos, you can reflect, you can seek meaning.
Powerful stuff. And that brings us to Krishna, the guide for the Pandavas. More than just a friend, he's an incarnation of Vishnu.
A god. And he's subtly steering events throughout the story.
The master strategist, right.
He nudges them towards their dharma, even when they don't see it. His teachings, like in the Bhagavad Gita, they emphasize selfless action.
Detachment, finding peace within. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. Imagine doing something, anything, and you're not worried about the results. You're focused on the action itself, doing what's right. That's selfless action. Duty, integrity, no ego.
Makes sense. How does that lead to inner peace?
You're not looking for validation. You're not trying to control everything. You find stillness. You let go of worry.
Focusing on what you can control, not the what ifs.
That's where peace comes from.
It's not giving up. It's acting with purpose, but without attachment to the results. Very relevant today with all the pressure to achieve.
Absolutely. We get so caught up in worries about the future. Krishna's message is to be present, do your best, trust that things will unfold.
A message of peace and clarity. Now, we've talked about dharma, righteousness, but let's not forget the antagonists, the Kauravas, led by Duryodhana.
Duryodhana, driven by envy, wants power no matter what. His actions, totally opposite of the Pandavas, always scheming, wants to win at all costs.
The classic bad guy creating chaos.
A cautionary tale, really. He shows what happens when ambition takes over. He won't compromise, doesn't listen to advice, leads to his downfall.
And everyone around him.
A reminder of the power of greed and how important humility is.
Clinging to power can backfire. And speaking of tragic figures, there's Karna, Duryodhana's friend. His story is heartbreaking.
Karna, a complex character, fate, injustice. He's born a Pandava but abandoned, raised by a charioteer, doesn't know who he really is.
Judged for something he couldn't control.
And despite being honorable, his loyalty to Duryodhana blinds him. Misplaced loyalty leading to his own downfall.
Makes you think about how society shapes us, how we see ourselves and others.
It's also about seeking truth, questioning what we think we know. Karna's story reminds us that even close relationships can blind us.
Keep an open mind, always question things.
Everyone has a story, a background that shapes them. And understanding that, it helps us empathize, even with those we might see as different.
Or even our enemies.
Exactly.
So we've got these characters, all their struggles, their triumphs. What are the big themes that connect them?
Dharma, righteous duty, cosmic order. But it's so much deeper than that. It's knowing your place in the world, acting in line with your true self, creating a just society.
Making the right choices, even when they're hard.
It's about balancing individual action with responsibility to others. We see it in how the characters handle their relationships, their duties, what it means to be good.
And the Mahabharata shows that dharma isn't simple.
Right. It's not black and white. There are tough choices, gray areas. That's where the Bhagavad Gita guides us.
This is not just philosophy. It's a guide for life. Finding your inner compass, making choices that reflect your values.
And knowing that even in chaos, you can find clarity, peace, purpose.
Finding your strength, facing challenges, making tough decisions, and moving forward. We've talked about duty, anger, finding your way, but there's more. This idea of love and belonging.
And that brings us to Draupadi. Her story, it's not just resilience and revenge.
It's love, loyalty, those complicated relationships.
Very to all five brothers.
How was that viewed back then?
Polyamory, as we call it now, it was different in ancient India. For Draupadi, it wasn't just romantic love. It was unity, a shared purpose.
Strengthening their alliance, a powerful family.
Exactly. Their strengths combined, their destinies linked. More than a family, they're a force. In Draupadi, she holds them together, strength and wisdom.
But she suffers so much. The Kaurava court, the humiliation. It shows how vulnerable anyone can be.
Powerful, disturbing scene. It's the dark side of humanity. Cruelty, abuse of power.
It's a reminder that even those who seem to have it all can be victims.
True.
Her story resonates, especially with women. It shows how strong patriarchy is and how important it is to keep fighting for equality.
And Draupadi, she doesn't just accept it. She demands justice. It drives the Pandavas towards victory.
No damsel in distress here. A force of nature, righteous anger. It makes you think about how many women have been silenced, how crucial it is to listen to their stories, amplify their voices.
A call to action. We must fight injustice, create a world where everyone feels safe, respected. And that ties into the Mahabharata's core message. The fight for Dharma, it's ongoing. It takes vigilance, courage.
So we've looked at heroes, villains, everyone in between. We've talked about duty, finding your path, justice. What does it all mean? What does the Mahabharata teach us about true fulfillment?
Even after the Pandavas win, get their kingdom back, they're not truly happy. They realize power, wealth, victory. It's temporary.
You can win the game, but not life.
Exactly. True fulfillment is deeper than that. It's about spiritual growth, knowing yourself, seeking wisdom.
The journey matters just as much as the destination. It shakes us.
And in the end, they give up their kingdom. They journey to the Himalayas, seeking liberation. It's a powerful image. True peace comes from letting go, surrendering to something bigger.
It's a message for our world today. We're bombarded with ideas about success, achievement. The Mahabharata says, look inward. Cultivate compassion, wisdom, courage. Connect to something greater.
The real battle is within.
The greatest victory is over yourself.
So what can we take away? The Mahabharata asks us to look at our lives, our choices. It reminds us that the struggle for righteousness, for meaning, it's a journey we all take.
It takes courage, compassion, questioning what we think we know.
It can transform us, challenge us, inspire us.
The deep dive into who we are, an epic that still speaks to us today. It's about choice, truth, finding our own way to liberation. Keep exploring the Mahabharata. Until next time, keep diving deep.